talk about the difficulty today in the pocket? You all tried to get, looked like you had a little bit going on the one drive, get a drop pass, and just seem like a minute downhill from there before you get.
Yeah, you know, across the board, we didn't do a very good job today. Hats off to Carolina. They came down. They played the way that you need to play in these type of situations. They came out and executed at a high level, and we did not across the board. And when you do that, you're gonna lose games, and that was disappointing.
Were you all distracted by the report that the team had hired a search firm already to look at a coaching search possibly?
No, I don't think there was any distraction to that. I thought guys, all things considered with the holiday and everything going this week, I thought we had a great week of preparation. From a player standpoint, we just didn't play well today.
What is the mood in the locker room when you lose a game like this knowing what was on the line?
I think everybody's very, disappointed. Obviously you come into this game understanding what the consequences are, both positive and negative. And as a player and as an athlete, you never allow yourself to think about it going in the wrong direction. You always have to have a positive mindset going into it. And I think guys did all week. And then when it doesn't happen, it's tough. I mean, it's disappointing. And, but that's part of the deal when you don't play well. You got to live with the consequences of that.
How surprised are you by the fact you guys didn't play? I'm sure coming off the win you had, playing at home, everything kind of set up for you guys to be in that spot. So was there a point that you were said, I can't believe this is happening to us today?
Absolutely. Coming into the game, I think everybody's confidence was very high. I mean, we had been playing our best football, the second half of the season. We started playing a little bit better. And today, it's one of those things that, sure, I don't think anybody in that locker room expected to go out there and play the way that we did today. And so from that standpoint, it's very disappointing.
Certainly it's fair to say you didn't run the ball effectively today. How much did that have to do with the outcome?
Yeah, a lot. When you go against a defense that has as good of a front seven as Carolina does, it's important to do two things, to play ahead of the chains and to play ahead in the game so that you keep them off balance. And one of the reasons, you can't run the ball as much as you would like is because we got behind. But, also we needed to be better than we were, still early in the game. And so it's disappointing. I mean, it's disappointing. It felt like we had a good plan coming in and we just didn't get the job done.
Matt, you guys go down there and Patrick unfortunately drops the touchdown pass. But the pass protection just wasn't there all day. You couldn't set your feet. You had guys in your face. I think you had like 16 hurries or something. One of the toughest games you had to play as a quarterback?
Each game shakes out differently. You never know how it's going to be. And certainly, there's times today where you're forced out of pocket for whatever reason, and you try and make the best of those situations. But across the board, I just don't think, offensively, in all phases, we just didn't do a good enough job. Yeah, obviously you never want to do those. The first one, it happens. I mean, that's not, not a good decision on my part of trying to squeeze that into coverage. But it is, it is what it is. You try and make plays sometimes in traffic, and you got to live with that. And the second one, I had an opportunity to throw it. I think I just got to put it in a better position, a little bit wider, a little bit more firm on the throw.
Ed talked to you last week about how much Snead's meant to you. If indeed you have played your last game for him, and what's he meant to you, and what's it like for you going forward, maybe if he's not your guy?
Well, I don't like to speculate. Mike's done a great job. For the 7 years that I've been here, he's been first class. And, he shows up every day. He works extremely hard. He's incredibly consistent. You know where you stand with him as a player, and I think guys respect that, and so I have nothing but a lot of respect for Mike.
Matt, on the second pick, there's been a little bit of grumbling that being kind of decisive play, only one quarter left, you got to go after that guy a little harder or kind of wave by him earlier in the game. Maybe more notion for that, but is there any thought that what your mindset is going after him after the second pick?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, you gotta be confident at all times that you're going to drive it in there and go out and make a play. And in that situation, you know, felt like we had a good look for Harry on the sideline. Where I placed the ball just, you know, wasn't where it needed to be.
On his return, though, in terms of trying to make a tackle, I apologize. Are you kind of still trying to stay out of the way there at the end? Or,
you know, we talk about it all the time. You know, I guess there's – I have one in Detroit over in London where you go low and you can't do that. And one of the things we talk all the time about at the quarterback position is trying to get him to cut back inside, and that's what I tried to do there. Well, you know, I think it was for everybody in our organization. You know, I think when we came into this game, you know, it wasn't just about Mike. It was about us as a team. You know, we wanted to continue to play, and we felt like we had the right team to do that. You know, now that it's done, I think I'm disappointed for everybody across the board. I mean, players, coaches, front office. I mean, everybody's disappointed at this point. So it's tough when it ends. You know, you don't want it to end this way, and it's difficult when that happens. You never know in the NFL. I mean, it's a league that it's incredibly competitive week to week, and you know, days like today don't happen all that often. Usually, it's, you know, down to making a couple plays in the fourth quarter, or at any point in the game. It, you know, it comes down to four or five plays, and I know that, you know, even, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, we were on the right side of a lot of close games, and that's what you need to do. We need to get back on the right side of those close games and find ways to win.